A record number of Arkansans have been hospitalized for COVID-19. The Department of Health reported yesterday 5 more people were admitted around the state, bringing the total number hospitalized to 529. In his weekly briefing on the pandemic, Governor Asa Hutchinson offered reassurances.
We do have adequate hospital space. There is sufficient room for the cases. We're not in a most difficult circumstance, but we want to see those numbers go down over time.
State Health Secretary Dr. Jose Romero said holiday gatherings were likely to blame.
What we're seeing, we believe, are the after effects of the large number of cases we saw around the Labor Day weekend. And this is what the governor was referring to, that for Halloween, for Thanksgiving, and for Christmas and New Year's, we can see significant waves of increased disease afterwards. I don't think it will continue. I think we'll see a decrease as this number, as this wave, if you will, passes.
ADH also reported 22 additional deaths yesterday from COVID-19. That brings the death toll to 1,321 confirmed cases, along with 148 probable deaths. There were 532 new cases of people testing positive for the virus. The latest report by a White House task force says as of last week, the state had the 9th highest rate of new cases. Washington County surpassed Pulaski County as the county with the most new cases yesterday. According to ADH, the top 5 counties with the most new cases are Washington County with 57, Pulaski County with 43, Benton and Faulkner counties with 27, and Sebastian County with 25. There are 5,970 confirmed active cases in the state, a decrease of 216 from the previous day. During yesterday's briefing, the governor also announced officials have revised guidelines for long-term care facilities. According to the update, expanded visitation may occur at facilities that have not had a newly positive case in 14 days, meet all staffing requirements, have adequate personal protective equipment, screen people entering the building, and restrict access to people who do not meet screening criteria. Minimum visitation at long-term care facilities may occur for medical treatment or in compassionate care situations if approved by the resident's healthcare provider.